Today's daf is daf mem, and we begin from where we left off, so a number of lines down. It says kitiv. It's now last year we began the perek of arba shomrim, the different types of people that are in charge of looking after somebody else's object due to different circumstances and the different levels of responsibility they all have from one another. So the Mishnah says kitiv ki ten ish el re'eu kesef o kelim lishmor. So the whole parsha of shomrim is if I've given you something to look after, then you're responsible. So lishmor, that means he's looking after it, v'lo likroa. Meaning, if the person says, I'd like you to come and destroy this object of mine, well, yes, it's been given to him, but he's not chayiv, obviously he's not chayiv, because he's for any damage that caused to it, because he was told explicitly to destroy it. Similarly, lishmor v'lo lashlich, simple, also not to dispose of it. And lishmor v'lo liten matana. Now, I have to refine this one, meaning, I told you, look, only in the context. We have this responsibility where he has been given up to look after it, and not if he's been asked to give it as a gift. Amar Rabbi Yossi says this very clearly. He says, "V'hu that's where that exception is, where he's told, "Here, I'd like you to give this sum of money, my, I don't know, secondhand clothes to whoever you like." That's when he is not responsible for anything that happens to it. However, if, however, he says, Aval leploni, I'd like you to give it to another individual, and he names that person, Mekemish Martalecha, in that situation, then he is still defined as a Shomer. So I'll show you here the Pnei Moshe. He says, if he's instructed to give this out to poor people, whatever the object is, or the money, however it is, then there's no particular tovim, there's no other party that you can name that, oh, it's mine that you lost, because it was just meant to be distributed, if you like, at mass. That excludes mamon, and that's true. If you've been told, I'd like you to give it to some other person, that is money, shesh lo tovim, or that is an object that there is a claimant at the other end, and therefore is chayiv, he would be considered chayiv b'shmirah. It's like instilled under the banner of Kitenya Treo Kesef or Kalim Lishmor. That's the official dog.
But there's still a difference between giving to any person and conceivably simply taking it out to the garbage.
Okay, meaning?
Meaning that that person is also has a degree of being a shomer.
Ah, so you're saying that that you cannot compare the two, because if you by saying I'd like you to dispose of it, means the owner has no interest in its out in its what happens to it really.
I'm saying from the other side, not that I say to dispose of it. I say this should go to another person,
Okay,
any
so that's what I'm
person.
saying. So in that case, I suppose you show no interest, therefore I can understand why it's a chayiv. But he's saying, look, I'd like this property to be distributed to poor people. That still shows the person of some interest, right?
Yes.
But it seems to be that if he's only chayiv b'shmirah if there's yesh lo tovim, meaning if there's someone who is considered a claimant. That's the way the Pnei Moshe says it. Okay. And that's specifically because the responsibility is being told it to Lishmor. Okay, that's why Pnei Moshe explains it here at least. So let's continue. I didn't look at it any further than that. Tani, v'gonev mi beit ish, b'lo mi rosh gago. So what's this referring to? We have to again understand the Pnei Moshe. It's a sefer de kraikai, it's the end of the pasuk. O be'inyan kniat kefel la shomer mayri. What does this mean? The shomer can kone kefel. That is, dichtiv imetzah gana vishlem shnayim. Meaning, the thief is like a robber is sorry, a thief is found. We know in the case of a ganav, he has to pay back double. However, the Rashina between Tana Ganav, if however, we have a situation where the Shomer says it was stolen, mishalem or nitratzel lishava, and if the Shomer says, look, I don't want to make a shvuah, I'm just I find shvuah is a serious thing, he doesn't like, and therefore he says, look, I'm willing to pay. So once the shomer is paid, the achar kach nimtza ganav, then the kefil goes to the shomer. Okay, well, this is by shomer chinam to start with, to discuss out what's for the other shomer. Because through his payment, he's effectively been konned the kefil. That's what it's referred to as being. That's only if it was stolen from the house of the shomer. That's what we've been doresh. Aval mirosh gago lo makni klei kefila. If, however, it was just on top of his roof, we're assuming like an exposed open roof. Such a way that people could get there, that's what Mara finds in a minute. Since the Shomer never took it into his house, therefore he has not considered as if he acquired it. That's how he's being medayik from the pasuk, the brachos medayik of the pasuk, that it says v'gonev mibeit ish has to be for the, in order shomer to acquire the kefil after obviously he made this payment, he has to be entered his house and not just simply on his roof. As the Gemara adds, the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Lazar, had a that's like a more exposed roof, aval begag, if it's like a protected roof, like most of the roofs nowadays, if people can't access it, then it's no different to being in a house. That's kebetel. Next, Tani v'gonev b'beit ish v'lo b'beit shoel. So this also needs a bit of work. So we're saying this whole dinya of being kone kefil only works if b'beit ish. So it's going to exclude the b'beit of a shoel, someone who borrows. And if you remember, someone who borrows has the highest level of responsibility. So I'll just show you here the pain wash. It says gain brighter zeh kol kach del inyan tanat ganav miparish. Miparish. It must be talking about the same case we were discussing, where it was claimed it was stolen. He says, look, under prevenu b'kishvua, I'll pay you. And by paying, he's kone the kefil, meaning if the thief is found, the shomer gets a double payment. It says, umishum Torah knal shomer kefil nation nitratzel because when I pay, afal pisha'o lif torats more. Despite the fact he could have exempted himself from making a shvua. In other words, by deciding not to make a shvua, through which you didn't have to pay, and decided to pay, that's why he's kone the kefil. That's velomi beishol koloma lafuka, that would exclude the case of a shudina de shoel. Lavhachihu. Because a shoel is chayv to pay regardless in that situation. Afal pishin rad se shalem lo makne le kfeila. Then he's not kone kefil. The time do ilvo kona shelo lo makne le kfeila. And here's the add extra svara here to explain it. Not just that he's chayv anyway, but because kola shana shelo. Meaning the reason why a shoel has the highest level of responsibility is because someone who borrows enjoys all the benefit. He's not paying the owner. And he's just getting all that now for nothing. Okay? So because he's purely the sole beneficiary of this arrangement, that's why it seems to be the Gemara understands from the Braita that it excludes a shoel that's not kone kefil. Okay? Now the Gemara then continues, okay, but what about the middle cases? What about Omar v'gonev b'beit ish lo mibeit noseh sachar v'socher? What about those two cases as well? So there, no, the Gemara says, Mikemet to alav, kemishu alav. That even the case from a socher and a nosesach would be like a shomer chenam nitzesh when they were kone kefil. Why? Again, I'll read the Pnei Moshe a bit further down. In other words, kolo Mikemet to alav, kemishu alav. Meaning, kolomar kemishu mutal alav hu. Meaning, it's as if it is. Sha'afal pish somasach no tel schar. Despite the fact a paid guardian, if you like, well, he's being paid, hareshmirot alav. He has certain level of shmirah put on upon him. V'lav kol ana shelo, and doesn't enjoy the full benefit, like a shoel. Shu oseh bo melachto b'chinam, that he can just use it for his own purposes, for nothing. So in other words, it seemed to be the way the Gemara is understanding it, this exclusion of how who can connect kefel is only the shoel who is the sole beneficiary of the regimen entirely. He gets it for nothing, he can use it for what he likes. But a shomer sachar and a socher, Socher has to pay for its use, or Shomer Sachar is being paid to look after it, but he can't use it at all. Therefore, the Hana is shared between the two, and therefore, since Shmirat Alav, if you like, the Shmir is placed on him, despite that, if you like, arrangement, he's Kone Kefil, like a Shomer Chinam. Let's continue. Now, Shkidizel Marshoshor Parshiot Hem. There are three parts of the deal with the Shomrim. The Tachtonah, the way it's written in the Torah, the lowest one is dealing with the Shoel. The Emtzeit is talking about Noseh Sachar V'Socher. The Elyonah, the highest one, the top one, is the Shomer Chinam. So let's explain it. Shoel, l'fi sheneh etakol, since he's the sole beneficiary of the whole arrangement, who said he's Mishlem etakol, he pays under all circumstances, except for, there are a couple of exceptions, but let's just call it about all circumstances for now. Noseh Sachar V'Socher, a paid guardian or someone who's renting, there's a shared benefit. This is what's a nice follow-on from the previous sugya. That's why some situations he has to pay in terms of gneva and aveda, and some situations, for example, shvuya, and what's it? Same thing twice. Gotta get it right. And mita, sorry. They are in that situation, he makes a shvua in his patur. However, shoel l'fi sheneh etakol, since he's the sole beneficiary of the whole arrangement, we say he has the mishnah etakol. Okay? Sorry, and the last one, so shomer chinam she'ein lo hana'aya, in the last case, sorry, the shomer chinam that doesn't get any benefit at all, therefore, the lowest level of responsibility is placed on him, therefore, anything happens really, he just has to swear he wasn't negligent and then he's patur. The Gemara. So the question is, what does he make? That shelo pashati, that I wasn't negligent, as I already explained. What happens though? Hayu achirim yodim shelo pashamai. What if there are other witnesses that know that he wasn't negligent? Can the owner still make him make a shvua? So I'll explain this according to the Moshe. Here it says, Hayu achirim shiodim shelo pasha b'shmirata v'to'en shnignav on ne'evda. And the claim is that it was stolen or lost. The 80 minute Gamal Zen got witnesses to testify. He doesn't have to make a shvuah at all anymore. Correct? That should be a given. The whole shvuah is to say I wasn't negligent. If they're a witness to support it, why do I need to make a shvuah? My dine ima balabai. What's the din if the balabai nonetheless? Can he mashpio? Can he make him a shulo natata enechaba that you didn't want to use it? In other words, velo shalachta bo yad bikodem shiava. That you didn't do shlichu yad. Therefore, if you remember what shlichu yad is, that you didn't use it for your own purposes. Because if the case of a shomechinam is looking after an object, if he's sholeach yad bepikadon, as we said, if he starts using for own purposes, like a gazlan, then as soon as that happens, the level of shmira shoots up high. And if that was the case, he would be chayev. Okay? Even the case of a gneva aveda, even if something happens, gneva aveda. So can the bal habayit, if you like, make him make such a shvuah? The personal owner. So the Gemara says, "Didn't have to come from the case." Harish nimtza ganav. Let's say they found the ganav. Okay, the ain lo lel shalem, and the ganav can't pay. He's got no money. Ma'u shomer lo bo v'hishvali shelo natata enecha bala gozla. Can the owner say to the shomer, "I want you to make a shvua now"? That again, you didn't have, you didn't want to shaleach yad. You didn't use it for my purposes. Because if that would happen, then this level of responsibility would be on the shomer because he stole it, and now the owner of the object would be able to recover his loss. He can't take it from the ganav because the government can't pay. But if you can show that the shomer was shaleach yad, then he was effectively stolen before the other ganav stole it, and he can recover his money. Can he make him make a shvua? So Gemara says nishim min hadik for the following mahada. If they don't find the ganav, then it's pato. That's right. Imlo yimatzei ganav, the pasuk is. I'll just show you the pasuk. Imlo yimatzei ganav, v'nikra bala Elohim. Imlo shechad b'lechor ehu. Then he'd have to make a shvua. Mashma ha'im nitsa, that if they did find the ganav, then the shomer wouldn't have to make a shvua. That's what I can imply from it. Mash wouldn't have to make any shvur whatsoever, even a shvur that we're trying to throw in him now, that, oh, you weren't shalach your boyad. No, he doesn't make a shvur at all. In other words, again, the only shvur, when does he have to make a shvur? Im lo yitzei naganav. He claims it was stolen, the ganav wasn't found. So you have to make a shvur. What's the shvur we said now that he wasn't negligent? But if, again, in this the case we're trying to prove, or if they found the ganav can't pay, then he doesn't make a, there's no additional shvur put on top of him. So in our case, which our question was in the beginning, that what if they knew he wasn't negligent? Okay? The witnesses that knew it was stolen and they knew it wasn't negligent. So therefore, he doesn't need to make a shvua that he was poshea. Can he, the balabai, throw in an additional shvua? And we said that additional shvua that you didn't shalach boya isn't in the picture. You can't do that. Next. That's all the way Pnei Moshe explains it. K'tiv. K'tene shura'eu chamor o shor oseh. Now we're dealing with a shomer sachar. So shvua tashem tiyem b'nem. That's the case of a shvua. When are you chayev? So, that, by the way, that is, because in that pasuk, by the way, it says, umet o nishpar o nishpa. So, those are the cases where he is not chayv to pay. He to make a shvua. Shvua tem dem b'neshneem. However, when is he chayv, the shomer sachar, that's the case of gneva and aveda. So, gneva, because it says in the pasuk that follows it, im begaon gneva me'imo yishalem ya laba'alav. It's mefurosh in the Torah. If it's stolen from a shomer sachar, he has to pay. Okay. Aveda, what about if it was lost? It says, v'im, the pasuk says, v'im ganov yeganev. Even though you go in the Gemara above, it's im ganov yeganev. It's a question because v'im davav is l'rabot al aveda. So it includes that as well. So ad kudun Rabbi Akiva, that's dorish an extra vav, as we've seen before. That's a machlok we've had in Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel quite a bit. Rabbi Shmuel, however, says, who does not dorish that type of change in lashon, where does he learn it from? Tabi Shmuel, ma im geneva shekrova le'onsim. In geneva. It's which is more, if you like, or let's put it this way, which is less negligent? You would think that the gneva is, it was stolen, versus someone who just simply lost it. So in the case of Geneva, if you're chayv in that case, ato meshalem, aveda, you say, she'eno krova le'onzim, lo kol shekel, if you're going to be chayv in Geneva, kal v'chomer, if he lost it, he should be chayv. So rather learning from a vav, Rabbi Shmuel, learning from a kal v'chomer. Okay, the Gemara says, well, ein k'tiv b'sho'el, ela shvura o'meta. By sho'el, the level of responsibilities in the case of a shvura and meta, which we said by a shomer sachar is patur for. What about Aveda v'gneva minayim? Where do you see a chay for that? So that simply says it's a kal v'chomer, v'dinu. Uma im nosa sachar v'socha she'im esham la'shvura meta. In the case of a shomer sachar who's not chay for shvura meta, those two cases, he's they're chayv on a gneva aveda. Shoal who's chayv in a shvura meta, ain't no din she'ishalem aveda v'gneva. Kal v'chomer is chayv in aveda v'gneva. Okay, so you can learn from a kal v'chomer. The Tanya la, and the bright, and it's that's taught on this. It's like a tshuva, perfect. Like this is like one of the. It's a kal v'chomer. This is if you want a kal v'chomer, you can teach university. This is like a standard Jewish way of prior kal v'chomer. This is the one. This is the one that works. Okay. However, where were we? And there ain't a lot of tshuva. There's no however to this. Now, shvuya, what about shvuya? The problem is, we said by shol is chayev in a case of shvura and meta, but not shvuya. So, nemar kan v'nishbar omet, meaning in the case of a shol, missing shvuya, v'nemar b'shomer sachar, umet o nishbar o nishba. So, umala halan shvuya imahem, just as when it came to Shomer Sachar, shvuya is amongst the other two of Met and Nishbar, so too, afkan shvuya imahem, that's how it works together. So, ad kadun ka Rabbi Akiva, that's makes Rabbi Akiva, because the way the Ridbaz explains it, he says, Rabbi Akiva holds that you can do a hekesh, which is connecting shvuya to shvura meta, and then after that, do a gzereshava, which is connecting to different parashiyot. However, Rabbi Shmuel says, you can't do that. Where does he learn it from? So Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan Omer, O l'rabot et ha-shvuya. Not from above, the extra O is coming to include also the shvuya. Now back to Shita Rabbi Akiva, who learns it from a kal v'chomer, you got a problem. Rabbi Meir, da'ama gzer shavim ma'akom shabata, ma'ala nishbeim ala onsim, afka nishbein ala onsim. He said, the problem is, Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to learn from a gzer shav, you got a problem. Because Rabbi Meir holds don mina o mina, and when you do what's don mina mina, do that means if you're learning something from another parasha, you don't just learn the category, you learn all context and everything around it as well. So if you do a kal v'chomer to learn, sorry, kal v'chomer, a gzeres shava to learn shvuya from shomer sachar to shoel, by shomer sachar a shvuya, he makes a shvua and he exempts himself. And we're trying to get our destination, our target is to say, you're chayiv in the case of a shoel. So how would you, what would you do? So you'd have to say, indeed, according to Rabbi Akiva, who would, lefi Rabbi Meir's derech of domina mina, then it would have to say like Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan, or met, that's a rabot et hashvura, the addition of or is come to include it. You'd have to go to that same route. So it wouldn't be through a gzereshava. Now, Rabbi Yudan Bayi, tanu tanakav shel onsin. Here's an interesting one. You've got a Shomer Sachar. He's chayiv in Geneva, yes? What if he's taught him that it was a ganav shel onsim? So it was like listim mezuyanim. So there were robbers that he had no, that was complete honest. They had guns and the whole work, and there was no chance he could have defended it. So amalo, ba listim mezuyanim adla, maushi shalem kefel shel onsim. So the first point is he'd be patur in that situation, clearly. However, it says here, it'll make a shvua, obviously, but it says, "Can he mount shishalem tashlumi kefel shal unsim?" So let me just show you the Pene Moshe here. He says, "Tano tanagav shal unsim shoma sacha shetan nignava baonis memeno kagon shama lo listi mezuyan." The armed guards, the armed robbers had no chance. But I'm in a benishba, benimza, and then he's found to be sheker. So this is a different situation. We're not talking, but earlier on, we're talking about a shomer that was willing to pay and then he's called a kefel. No, we're not talking about that anymore. We're talking about here what's called toen tanat ganav. A toen tanat ganav, that is a situation where a shomer chinam claims that it was stolen and he makes a shvua but then he's shown to be lying. In that situation, he has to pay back double. So when a shomer sachar, though, he normally has to pay. What happened in the case of Gneva? What happened if he toen tana ganav on sin, through which he would exempt himself, and then he's found to be lying? Does he have to pay double? In other words, so kulama al tan shel on sin maushelem tashlumi kefel, just to pay back double. Because through the claim that was stolen, the Shomer Sachar, by saying was honest, and then these armed guards, or not guards, these armed bandits, he would exempt himself. Do we say this another? This will be in another case where you could pay Tashlumi Kefel for to entire Ganav. Again, we've only discussed this by Shomer Chinam. The Shomer Sachar potentially could have this if it was a type of listim mezuyanim. So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't work. Why? Because in Kene, Nishome Sacha Vesocher, Datani Lomatinum Nosacha Vesocher, Mishalem Chashlomi Kefel Shalonsin. We see quite clearly that there seems to be brighter that the Chashlomi, that a Shome Sachar and a Shome Sachar and Socher don't play Kefel by Onsin, by these bandits. But the other stronger point now is discussing exactly where this is from, but that's a different discussion. But it says, Vatani Allah, but we've got another problem. Before we said we've got the most beautiful kal v'chomer that she'en alav tshuva at all. What was that kal v'chomer? This is the question by Shoel. The question was shvura umeta. It says only the abedo gnei minayin, and we said that that's a kal v'chomer from shomer sachar, because the shomer sachar is patur for a shvura umeta and chayv gnei veveda kal v'chomer for a shoel. However, if you say now that we have a situation where a Shomer Sachar could be obligated to pay Kefel, meaning Toenet Toentanat Ganav Shel Onsin, then our Kavachomer wouldn't be the beautiful Kavachomer fall apart. Why? Because Amar Chaim Omer Ke'en Nimtza Omer HaReizeh Kavachomer Sheshalav Tshuva, then it's not a beautiful Kavachomer anymore. Yachol Memer, because you can say, actually, no, it's not a good Kavachomer, because it's a Tzad Chamur, a stringency we find by Enosa Sachar and Socher. And Kefel, that pays double in the situation where he's toen and he lies with the shvua, but he's toen tanat aganav shel onsin. Tumah b'shoel that you should, you never find him paying kefel tashlumi kefel b'chol makom. But Tani Allah, because again, a shoel is chayiv even honest. But Tani Allah is a kal v'chomer she'en la tshuva. The fact that this is a kal v'chomer she'en la tshuva, and according to your question, were it true that the Shomer Sachar would pay kefel in that situation, then it would undermine the kal v'chomer. The fact that this is considered like the most amazing kal v'chomer, then it means that in that situation, by Shomer Sachar as Toen, he claims it was a listim mezuyanim that stole it, and he makes a shvuah. He wouldn't have to pay kefel. He would have to pay amount and all the other things that go along with a false shvuah relating shmirah. Okay, let's continue. Let's just introduce the next piece. Admar imbalabu imo lo yishalem. So here, this is referring to the case that when it comes to even a shoel, if the ba if he's shoel, again, we saw this in a lot more detail in back we learned about the shomrim previously. But if the shoel balav imo, meaning if he contracts, he doesn't just borrow, say, the animal, but he also gets the baalim with it to help him out. We discussed exactly at the contraction time or during work or whatever it is, and we discussed all in terms of what the critical moments are in detail, then it'd be patur. The question is, in other words, if something happened, right? So the question is, umam shishava, does he still have to make a shvuah nonetheless? Meaning, are the shomrim, when they're patur, they have to make a shvuah that they weren't negligent? A shoel, we found a situation where he'd patur, that's where shoel ba'alav imo. Would he have to make a shvuah? Well, in that situation, so Rabbi Zira says nishba, and Rabbi Chinena Barabla says teravo amrim einu nishba. It seems to be a machloket, but Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see that in more detail next year. All right, have a good Shabbos.